Little girls are the nicest things that happen to people. They're born with a little bit of angel shine about them. Though it wears thin sometimes, there's always enough left to lasso your heart. Even when they're sitting in the mud, or crying temperamental tears, or parading up the street in mama's best clothes. A little girl can be sweeter and badder oftener than anyone else in the world. She can jitter around and stomp and make funny noises that frazzle your nerves. Yet just when you open your mouth, she stands there, demure, with that special look in her eyes. A girl is innocence playing in the mud, beauty standing on its head, and motherhood dragging a doll by the foot. Girls are available in five colors, black, white, red, yellow, or brown. Yet Mother Nature always manages to select your favorite color when you place your order. They disprove the law of supply and demand. There are millions of little girls, but each is as precious as rubies. God borrows from many creatures to make a little girl. He uses the song of a bird, the squeal of a pig, the stubbornness of a mule, the antics of a monkey, the spryness of a grasshopper, the curiosity of a cat, the speed of a gazelle, the slyness of a fox, and the softness of a kitten. And to top it all off, he adds the mysterious mind of a woman. A little girl likes new shoes and party dresses, small animals, first grade, noisemakers, the girl next door, dolls, make-believe, dancing lessons, ice cream, kitchens, coloring books, makeup, cans of water, going visiting, tea parties, and one boy. She doesn't care so much for visitors, boys in general, large dogs, hand-me-downs, straight chairs, vegetables, or snowsuits, or staying in the front yard. She's the loudest when you're thinking, the prettiest when she's provoked you, and the busiest at bedtime, and the quietest when you want to show her off, and the most flirtatious when she absolutely must not get the best of you again. Who else can cause you more grief, joy, irritation, satisfaction, embarrassment, and genuine delight than this combination of Eve, Salome, and Florence Nightingale? She can mess up your home, your hair, your dignity, spend your money, your time, and your temper. And then just when your patience is ready to crack, her sunshine peeks through, and you've lost again. Yes, she's a nerve-wracking nuisance, just a noisy bundle of mischief. But when your dreams tumble down and the world is a mess, and it seems that you're pretty much of a fool after all, she can make you a king when she climbs up on your knee and whispers, "I love you best of all."
No! thing called woman. Niggas sure to talk that around, ball, and that's all right with me. Let her have two left legs, three sets of eyeballs, and one swinging arm right in the middle of her chest. Give me a woman. Don't do that, girl. What's the matter with you hitting me like that? Let me go. Give me a thing called woman.
A she-devil was she. She had casted a spell of love on me. Lips of ruby red will melt your heart to lead. Eyes as green as a gem will tempt you to be her friend. Hair of flaming red will make you wish you were wed. My heart grew hot and throbs within me. In my thoughts a fire blazed for. I have fallen hopelessly in love. My strength has forsaken me. I've lost all meaning for escape, and I am doomed. She had filled my heart with temptation and desire, and put my heart on fire. So listen to my plea, my friends. The demon of hell is her pal. Evil is the game she plays. She will dance with you and romance with you. And when she has robbed the treasure of your heart and soul, she will laugh and smile with a grin. Many men were enchanted by her beauty and charms. Ashes to ashes, dust to dust. If the she-devil gets a hold of your heart, and so she will turn them, she will turn them to dust.
Women were meant to be loved, not to be understood. Women will be the last thing ever civilized by man. What is better than wisdom? Woman. And what is better than a loving woman? Nothing. My only books were woman's looks, and trouble's all they've taught me. For every woman who makes a fool out of a man, there's always another woman who makes a man out of a fool. When I say I know women, I mean that I know for certain I don't know them. The man who can rule a woman can govern a nation. A woman's tongue is around 3 inches long, but it can demolish a man 6 feet high. Of all the violent passions, the one that most becomes a woman is love. Ah, oh, the gladness of a woman when she's glad. The sadness of a woman when she's sad. But the gladness of her gladness and the sadness of her sadness can't compare to woman's badness when she's bad. Nature meant woman to be her finest masterpiece. Women's hate is only their love turned inside out. Men have sight. Women have insight. It follows that a woman can't be expected to be happy with a man who treats her as if she were a perfectly natural being. Women have more strength in their looks than we have in our laws, and much more power in their tears than in our best arguments. Here's to the love that lies in a woman's eyes, and lies, and lies, and lies. A beautiful woman is a jewel, but a good woman is a rare treasure. There are three things I've always loved and never understood. Woman, music, and women. It is not the most beautiful woman whom men love the most. Between a woman's yes and a woman's no, there isn't room for a pin to go. Lives there a woman, say what she will, and virtuous as you please, who, being loved, resents it? Where is the man with the power and skill to stem the torrent of one woman's will? A woman is like the reed which bends to every breeze, although it can't be broken by the worst kind of storm. Woman was taken out of man, not out of his head to top him, nor out of his feet to be stepped upon, but out of his side to be his equal, under his arm to be protected, and near his heart to be loved. Woman is at best a contradiction still.
Last time I was singing about that. feeling. But you know what? Power to the women. They are the real players, man. I said, let us put man and woman together to find out which one is smarter. Hey. Some say men, but I say no. The women run the men like a puppet show. Oh, not me, but the people, they say that the man has always led woman astray. But I say, and please listen when I say, she's smarter than the man in every way. That's right, the woman is
hold me against, but her only reading's been reader. dance. Her pulchritude will make your mouth to foam. Nice house, nobody home. Tell me what to do with my girlfriend, please.
What to do with my girlfriend, please.
My girl who got 210 on her SAT.
She didn't breeze on her SATs.
Rejected by the University of Nome. Nice house, nobody home. And though she's always out to lunch, I can love this girl a bunch. She could make 10 lions roar, but don't you ask her IQ score. Her hair is golden blonde and her eyes so rare. But in between her ears, little more than air. As gorgeous women go, this is how you grow 'em. Nice house, nobody home. Was her brother's best friend. I trust that you're beginning to see the trend. Her mind is on the range or Buffalo Road. Nice house, nobody home. Nice house, nobody home.
Walking along the street, And I'm an ordinary guy. And, well, it's an ordinary street. And I'm thinking, you know, ordinary thoughts. I mean, because after all, what's a fella got to think about? Girls. Girls, girls. Women, women, women. Female, feminines. Fuzzies, fluffs. Them. The enemy. You know, it's funny because I'm thinking, and I remember my first girlfriend. She was 13. And I was superstitious. And I was right. I mean, because we used to go to different schools together, holding hands. That was the name of the school. Holding Hands School for Different Type Children. And, gee, but I liked it, really liked it very much, because I was the teacher's pet. Sure, she used to keep me in the wardrobe closet, in a little cage, with a chain around my neck. And I kind of liked it because, well, I didn't mind. I had lots of things to think about. Girls. Girls, girls. Women, women, women. Female, feminines, fluffs, fuzzies, chickies, chicky, chicky, chicken.
Them. The enemy.
Well, anyway, I got older because I met this girl. Well, I didn't exactly meet her. I just opened my wallet. There she was. And she was a very unusual girl and very pretty. I remember distinctly she had one red eye and one green one. Stop. Go. Go. Stop. 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 Go, 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 go. Stop. Stop. Go, 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 go. Stop. Stop. Go, 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 go. But she was real nice, and it was a pleasure to meet her because this girl, I mean, she was refined. She liked the quiet things. The folding of a $50 bill. The sound of diamonds sleeping securely in her wall safe. Hush money. Even her garbage was gift wrapped. So anyway, she decided, she told me that I should get married to her because, well, a fella just doesn't go through life enjoying himself. And so we got married, and everything was normal. It was real nice, you know, fighting, screaming, yelling. Until one day in the town came this itinerant musician, a trumpet player. And they were off together. Real gone. And so you see, there's my problem. Every time I hear music, every time I hear a trumpet player, Louis Armstrong, Harry James, Dizzy Gillespie, I break out in a cold sweat. I figure it's him, or is it them? And he's bringing her back. So at any rate, like I said, I'm an ordinary fella walking along an ordinary street, thinking ordinary thoughts, because after all, what's a fella got to really think about? Girls, girls, women, 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 females, feminines, fuzzies, fluffs, chicky, 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 chicken, chicken, girls, 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 women, 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 female, feminines, fluffy.
Okay, good morning, good afternoon, good evening, and hold your horses, it's almost February, okay? I'm KBC, this is the Bit Slap, and tonight I thought we'd take a moment to pay tribute to all the women who marched last week against you-know-who. Took a lot of guts, and I don't think we're near done yet, so thank you one and all. I was part of it, proud to help, but... really not much I can do against these idiots up there. So we're going to need everybody's help, okay? We started with Tom Quillen, What is a Girl? That was one of those many, you know, what is this, what is that? You know, what's a boy, what's a girl? You know, all those silly things. So there it was. That was Tom Quillen. The other side is what is a boy? And I think we'll probably get to men next week, so look for that then. A Thing Called Woman was Screaming Jay Hawkins. Someone Anonymous from the MSR stable, I'm sure. That was Temptations and Desires. Sure sounded like Rod Keith to me. UB's group after that. Sure sounded like Ken Nordine there, didn't it? That was Percussive Women. God Made Girls from Ray Lynn. That goes back to 2014. She was a contestant on The Voice. And this song apparently went gold. I may not have run it if it had. All right, so it went gold a couple of years ago. Imagine that. Smart Girls was Brian Wilson. Dr. Victor and the Rasta Rebels from 1991. His name was really Victor Clohane. And that was Man Smart, Woman Smarter. I don't think he wrote it. Phil Bernardi after that. Nice house. Nobody home. Couldn't find anything out about Phil Bernardi. And then after that, a group, let's just call them the Assholes, all right? They have a name called the Normal Majority, but we know that's not true. So we'll just refer to them as the Assholes. That was In the Kitchen. And then Jimmy Komek, Them, The Enemy, which I always thought came from Damn Yankees, but I couldn't find it in any of the listings of Damn Yankees songs around there. So, okay. So anyway, if you have a wife, a mother, a girlfriend, a daughter, an aunt, a niece, a granddaughter, a grandmother, any of those things, even, you know, the transgenders, if you want to, if you're a woman, this show is for you. So, got much of more here. Like I said, we'll get to men next week. But in the meantime, let's just march around the room and pretend we're doing social justice.
Sugar and spice and everything nice. That's what little girls are made of. After years of acceptance, that little phrase has been swept aside for the modern version. Rhythm and blues and rubber-soled shoes, that's what girls are made of. Responsible for this dramatic change is a fun-loving, giggly, chattering, unpredictable, unmanageable bundle of vitality known as a teenage girl. Years ago, one could tell the girls from the boys by the way they dressed. Now that girls have adopted boys' haircuts, shirts, blue jeans, and jackets, it's not so easy until you watch them walk away from you. In an average day, a teenager frustrates her mother, charms her father, irritates her kid brother, puzzles her teacher, befuddles her young boyfriend, and in the process, thoroughly confuses herself. In spite of it all, she has a boundless enthusiasm for nearly everything. Rock and roll music, disc jockeys, Elvis you know who, sleeping late, clothes, gossip, increased allowances, chewing gum with the mouth open, of course, charm bracelets, babysitting, and large football sweaters, especially one with a star halfback in it. When she's not under your feet, she's on your mind. And when you need her, you can find her under pin curlers, in front of mirrors, over homework started at bedtime, behind movie magazines, and between phone calls. A teenage girl loves to complain. She can't stand anything about her hair, girls who flirt with her date, nosy parents, and boys who don't dance, although she'll probably marry one who doesn't dance at all. A teenage girl's amazing energy comes from a steady, well-rounded diet of pizza pie, cheeseburgers, hot fudge sundaes, malted milks, French fries, and sometimes even fingernails. Today's teenage girl would rather learn pursuing than pursue learning. Nevertheless, she has a unique capacity for applying things taught in school. Carrying out the fundamentals of lend-lease, for example, she lends and leases combs, bobby pins, autographs, shoes, bus fare, and even homework answers. She's unique in other ways, too. Nobody, for instance, can guard a secret as loyally or spill it so easily. No one has gone steady quite so often and suffers quite so much when in love. At home in the evening, a teenage girl relaxes by listening to the latest and loudest rock and roll records. Her mother in the kitchen, although busily preparing the evening meal, feels a warm glow as she realizes that her teenage daughter is really enjoying life to its fullest. Overcome by these sentimental thoughts, she wipes her hands, goes to the foot of the stairs from where the music is coming, and in a sweet, motherly way, says,
"For heaven's sake, will you turn that darn thing off?"
Oh, that nagging wife of mine, she nags at me all the time. When I come home from work, she calls me a dirty jerk. Oh, that nagging wife of mine. Then I say, "Sweetheart, darling, I had to work overtime. The boss was short of man, so I had to lend a hand." Oh, that nagging wife of mine. "I know you're lying. You've been out with a redhead or a blonde. And don't try to make me think that you haven't had a drink. Oh, that nagging wife of mine." How I get the third degree. She nags with all her might from morning until night. Oh, that nagging wife of mine.
If you want to spread the news, there's a lot of ways to use, but the ordinary ways are much too slow. There is just one thing to do, here is my advice to you. Confidentially, it's the fastest way I know. Don't telephone, don't telegraph. Tell a woman and the news will get around. Telephone, don't telegraph. Tell a woman and she'll really go to town. My life I didn't think it was wrong to take a drink, till one day my gal found out and I was sunk. Seems a woman spread the word, and the next thing that I heard, they were saying I was in the gutter drunk.
Call a cop!
Telephone!
No, don't.
Telegraph!
Never, never.
Tell a woman if you wanna advertise. Don't telephone, don't telegraph. Tell a woman and she'll build it up with lies. Now my gal and I would spark every evening after dark, and one night I said, please be my honeybee.
Buzz, buzz.
Later on I changed my mind, but it didn't work, I find, cause she slapped a breach of promise suit on me. Don't telephone, don't telegraph. Tell a woman and she'll tear your heart in two. Don't telephone, don't telegraph. Tell a woman, but you're crazy if you do. Saw the cutest blonde one day dancing in a cabaret, and she swung her hips around from A to Z.
A, B, C, D, oh, nuts.
It didn't mean a thing if you haven't got that swing, so she turned around and took a swing at me.
Oh!
Don't telephone, don't telegraph. Tell a woman and she'll put you in your place. Don't telephone, don't telegraph. Tell a woman and she'll slap you in the face.
So round, so fan, so fully packed, that's my gal. So complete from front to back, she's my pal. Toasted by the sun, and I'm the son of a gun. If she don't make my 5 o'clock shadow come around at one, you can bet your boots I'd walk a mile through the snow just to see that toothpaste smile they mentioned on the radio. If you don't think she's a lot of fun, just ask the man that owns one. So round, so firm, so fully packed, that's my gal. Mr. Jackson. Thank you.
arms so fully packed. She's for me. She's just like a money back guarantee. Like the barfly goes for drink, like the Bobby Sox goes for Frank, just like Jesse James would go for money in the bank. She's so sweet and perfect size, she's a whiz, but she wears a 45 gun, that is. She's got the look that's so impressive, she's got the pause that's so refreshing, so round, so firm, so fully packed, that's my gal.
Most girls do they not? And I must say rather well. I do too, so I can tell. As a boy, I'd wonder why I'd watch him all day. Now, as a man, still don't understand. Why girls are so pretty, their necks and knees and noses. Girls are so pretty, their cheeks are soft as roses. Girls are so pretty, pretty much all I need. Girls and boys are a kit and invariably fit rather nicely into it. Girls are one way, boys another. Get the picture. Roses are sweet, but they can't compete. My girls are so pretty, they make you weak and lazy. Girls are so pretty, zoo animals go crazy. Girls are so pretty, pretty much up my alley. They make you feel so funny, they take all of your money, and then they let you go, but never let you know. She's got you in her pocket, your fingers in the socket, you're underneath a spell in hell. Ho, need I say more? And you boys know what I mean. 'Tis the seat of the serene. Cross their hair and cross their legs and fix their dresses. Out on the date, I can't concentrate. My girl is too pretty. My fingers start to shiver. Girl is too pretty. The car begins to quiver. Girl is too pretty. Pretty perfect for me. They make you feel so nervous. They put you at their service. And then they make you pay like you're just in the way. Her glance is like a rifle. One shot in your whole life. Oh, stop at your yesterday. Your clay, obey. You're rooted to the sky. You can't rise. Too high. Eyes and lips, that is all that you ever need to know. For where else is there to go? Curling hair and pursing lips and flashing lashes. Boys can be vain, but they end up plain. Ah, girls are so pretty. Their silky satin shoulders. Girls are so pretty. Their lips as kisses holders. Girls are so pretty. Pretty much all I need.
If you want to be happy and live a king's life, never make a pretty woman your wife. If you want to be happy and live a king's life, never make a pretty woman your wife. All you have to do is just what I say, and then you will be happy, merry and gay. Therefore, from a logical point of view, always marry a woman uglier than you. A pretty woman makes a husband look small, and very often causes downfall. As soon as she married her, and then she starts to do the things that will ache his heart. And when you think she's belonging to you, she's calling somebody else doo-doo. Therefore, from a logical point of view, always marry a woman uglier than you. An ugly woman gives you your meals on time and tries to make you comfortable in mind. At nights when you lie up on your cozy bed, she will coax, caress you and scratch your head. And not a minute in the night will she leave you alone. Seems she wants to melt the fat from your bones. Therefore, from a logical point of view, always marry a woman uglier than you. And if you make an ugly woman your wife, you'll be sure to be happy in all your life. She wouldn't do things in a funny way to give the neighbors anything to say. She wouldn't disregard her husband at all by exhibiting herself to Peter and Paul. Therefore, from a logical point of view, always marry a woman uglier than you. Matters not your friends say that you have no taste. Marry an ugly woman without disgrace. One who is cute, looking barbarous and rough, with a skin as alligator, bumpy and tough. Crow's feet, her mouth falling from her eyes, around her lips a confirmation bow tie. say a thought from a logical point of view. It is best to marry a woman lovelier than you.
Curly toes. I'm your curly toes in pink ribbons and bows that glitters and glows to put on a fine show. A mighty fine show for a mighty fine man. A mighty fine show for my mighty fine man. It's pink ribbons and bows and my pantyhose. I'm your curly toes and pink ribbons and bows, and just for you wear my black pantyhose. For you, black pantyhose, it's the best of my clothes, my ribbons and bows and black pantyhose. My clothing, limited. My bows, my ribbons, my hose. Just for you, my stockings are there. They're there on the chair with my legs now so bare. So bare to see, so bare to touch, so bare to feel with pantyhose gone. I'm your curly toes in pink ribbons and bows, and just for you, no pantyhose. No pantyhose! You said it right, no pantyhose. You call me your cutie in pantyhose, you call me your woman in ribbons and bows. I'm your woman in ribbons and bows. I'm your woman in black pantyhose. It's ribbons and bows and black pantyhose for my man who's a 10 and I call little Ben. He's the greatest of men, my dear little Ben. The greatest of men.
I got a deep bosom woman. She knows exactly what I'm looking for. Oh, my deep bosom woman. You know she squeezed me till I don't want no more. Oh, she squeezed me all night long, from sunset till dawn, till I can't go on. And I beg her no more. Oh, my deep bosom woman. Oh, she knows exactly what I'm looking for. Oh, my deep bosom woman. You know she squeezed me till I beg her to stop. Oh, she's squeezing out every last drop of my love until I beg her stop, baby, now. Oh, I just can't take any more. Hey, my deep bosom woman. You know she knows exactly what I'm looking for. Oh, I got a deep bosom woman. Oh, she squeezed me till I can't take no more. I got a deep bosom woman, and now I'm looking for a deep bosom woman.
I found real romance with the ladies of France and the ladies of Spain. I adored them. I flirted so prettily with ladies of Italy, but I found I couldn't afford them. In England and Ireland, in Scotland and Wales, I'm alarmingly charming when I tell them my tales. But girls, sweep me away are the amorous, glamorous, the gorgeous and glamorous girls of the USA. I played the He-Man with the girls in Japan, and I chopsticks in China. I've sung as a troubadour from Bangkok to Ecuador. I've sailed every transocean liner. To all of these ladies I try to be true, but somehow I can't tell my heart what to do. For no one can tease me and please me this way like the amorous, glamorous, the gorgeous and glamorous girls of the USA. The gorgeous and glamorous girls of the USA.
All right, we're back once again. It's almost over. Got a few more for you. Just hold on. And then we can get to February. Yeah, it's going to be February in a couple of days. The worst is over. We'll see. I always have a latent mistrust of February. Anyway, we heard from Julie Brown up top there. Girl Fight Tonight. That was from her second album, which was called Trapped in the Body of a White Girl. I always loved her stuff, okay? Just so you know. I'm biased. Tom Edwards after that. What is a teenage girl? The other side of that is, what is a teenage boy? We'll see if we can get to that next week. Terry Fell after that. That Nagging Wife of Mine. Tex Williams. Don't Telephone. Don't Telegraph. Tell a Woman. I didn't write it, okay? So Round, So Firm, So Fully Packed was Johnny Tyler and his Riders of the Rio Grande from about 1947. That was basically his first big single. His second single overall. But this one hit like an atom bomb. I Like Girls was Alberto y Los Trios Paranoias. They were also called the Alberts. They were from Manchester, England, and this goes back to about 1976 or 77. They had a pretty long career, apparently, and I'm looking up other stuff by them because apparently they were a comedy group more than a band, so we'll see what develops with that. Michael Pepe after that, and Girls, Ugly Woman. Or, as you may know it, if you want to be happy for the rest of your life, never make a pretty woman your wife. That was Sir Lancelot from Trinidad and Tobago. The original was done by the Roaring Lion back in 1934. And of course, you know the version by Jimmy Soul, which became a monster hit here in the States. We had an anonymous person calling herself Curly Toes. Yeah, that kind of gives me the willies, but that's just me. After that, Wayne, and just Wayne, yeah, Deep Bosom Woman. And then Rick Rondone, or Mr. Rick Rondone to you, and that was Ballad of a Continental Cowboy. Okay, so that brings us up to where we are now, which is almost time to go home. Like I said, I have two more for you, but I want you to give some thought about what's going on in Washington. It's going to be a time for marching. I know we thought we took care of this back in the 60s, but apparently it didn't take, so we got to go out and do some more. I'm not happy with it. I know you're not either. I'm getting too old for this shit. So, but you can do all kinds of other things. I don't know. My favorite thing this week is that when something pisses me off and saying, ah, damn it, suck my dick. I don't say that. I say, suck my Trump. So I pass that on to all of you for free use for whenever you want to use it. You never know. It may help sometime. Okay, so that's it for me. I'll see you next week with a tribute to boys. Atlanta 31, New England 29.
5 years or 4 months or 2 months or even like 5 weeks. I mean, you've done a lot of growing in that amount of time. You know, I was reading in that book, Men Are From Mars, Women Are From Venus, and it basically said that men are problem solvers.
She's talking again. It's really bugging me. She's talking again. Embarrassing, I look at my friends. They think she's psycho cause she's talking and talking and talking and talking and talking and talking. She's talking again. I need a cigarette. She's talking again. I wish we never met. She's talking again. She's like a TV set. She's talking and talking and talking and talking. No, you're insane.
spending a lot of time together in the future.
Pitching, fussing, cussing.
I used to love her, but I had to kill her. I had to put her 6 feet under, and I can still hear her complain. I used to love her,
but I had to kill her.